It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strangechamps. Can anger be a force for good?
San Antonio, please come forward.
I was in the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina, on a flight to somewhere, and I remember walking around and watching the TV monitors and seeing the news.
Activist Brendan Steinhauser.
Rick Santelli is on CNBC Live on the floor of the Chicago Board of Mercantile Exchange.
The government is promoting bad behavior.
And he's talking to traders, and there was this moment where he kind of had this righteous indignation, this moral outrage.
This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
Everyone around me was glued to the television screens, sitting there with anger, with outrage, with fear.
President Obama, are you listening?
And they were wondering, how did we get into this mess and how are we going to get out of it?
We're
thinking of having a Chicago Tea Party in July. All you capitalists that want to show up to Lake Michigan, I'm going to start organizing.
What was interesting was that Rick was very upset, and he was sort of channeling this energy and this anger and outrage in a very specific place. But it was also happening outside. It was happening at that airport in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was happening down in Fort Myers. It was happening in a suburb of Kansas City where one of the early protests occurred. The idea of channeling that anger, channeling that energy, was very powerful. We were overwhelmed in the numbers that we were seeing across the country leading up to this massive rally in D.C. on September 12th. I remember, as the main organizer of this event, you know, hoping and praying that we would get 250,000 people to show up. That was really the number that I was hoping for. And I remember at 5 a.m., it was dark, and I walked onto the platform there at Freedom Plaza, and there was a guy sleeping in his car, and he had an American flag and a Gadsden flag. And I kind of tapped on his door and I said, hey, time to get up, time to rally. And he kind of was groggy and woke up and got out of the car, grabbed his flag, and we were the first ones on the platform. And we just kind of stood there and took it all in, and we looked down Pennsylvania Avenue at the Capitol. And within 4 hours, hundreds of thousands of people were marching. And that's when I knew that we had created a historic political force that was going to make huge changes in our country.
Brendan Steinhauser. He and other activists from Freedom Works organized the Taxpayer March on Washington back in 2009. It's considered the largest gathering of fiscal conservatives ever held at the Capitol.